Hello, men. I'm George Meyer.
I'm Philip Lee.
This is ManForge. Our topic for today is how God speaks, and it ties into breaking strongholds. So God speaks through his word. All right. So in Psalms 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It lights our way. It directs our paths. It's also, it never fails. In Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that comes from my mouth. It shall not return void, but will accomplish what it was sent to do and prosper the thing therefore I sent it." So his word, it lights our path. And then when we hear his word, it accomplishes what it's sent to do in our lives.
God's word is a lot of things. After all, God created the whole universe, everything from the quantum level to the astrophysics level by mere words. So it's very important we take in God's word to have everything God wants for our lives. And yeah, God's word is our food too. Jeremiah talks about, "I take your word as the food," and when he was in deep trouble being persecuted. Yeah, and yeah, without God's word, it's really impossible to live a life filled with God's goodness, because doing the will of God is the food Jesus had, and that's the same. God's will was for us to get healed, get the truth from the word, and talk with him every day.
His word is, number one, it's how he speaks to us, but number two, it's like what we're to act out also. So the question number one, how can I know the Lord is speaking to me, and what does it sound like? Okay. So biblical references, when the Lord speaks, in Deuteronomy 17:6, this may sound like a strange reference, but it'll make sense here in a minute. "Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness." So what this reference is, the two scripture minimum. Any bad behavior or lifestyle choice can be out of context and misconstrued by one biblical context. You need two at a minimum to three. Two or three, and you can build your life on that, right? So that's the context. We need two or three references, preferably one from New Testament and one from Old Testament, all in context, and then that's how you're supposed to live your life. That's how you're supposed to walk out.
Yeah, and ideally three, so one from the laws, the first five books, one from the prophets or history written by prophets, and one from the New Testament. Yeah, ideally. And that's really the basic 101 of Bible study. Law, prophet, New Testament. Ideally two in New Testament too. One quote by Jesus, another epistle. And that would get us into very sound standing when we exercise judgment in our lives.
Leads right into the next question. What is the process of judging what I just heard? And if you were listening close, we kind of gave you the answer, but fill that out a little bit more. All right. So lastly, breaking strongholds, right? In Joel chapter 2, 28, dreams and visions. "So after that, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions." A majority of the time, God does speak in these ways, but a majority of the time, it's through the word of God. People have got crazy stuff, even your dreams and your visions. They need to be in line with the word of God. They can't contradict the word of God. What God is speaking to you in a dream or vision is not going to contradict what he's already said in his word.
So a tip for getting dreams and visions or prophetic words, so we feel, is to turn them all over to God and ask God to judge it for you. And God would never just eliminate the memories of the things he wants to tell you. And I think it's very important because as we approach the end of the end times, there will be a lot more spiritual activities, both good and bad.
That's it.
And it's on us for liability to judge right. We are commanded not to be deceived.
Lastly is, as we're walking out, once we have these two or three scriptures in each area of our lives, the Bible says that we have a requirement to walk out and destroy the strongholds in our lives. I think if you think of a stronghold as like a big chunk of cement, right? And the Word of God is just that pickaxe. It's chiseling away at that stronghold. That's what the Word of God is. And every situation, every scenario in your life, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says that there is no temptation that's common to man. Basically, there's a way out. There is always a way out of that temptation. Third question, what pattern of thinking or sin habit am I trapped in, and how can I destroy it?
The good question is, what are strongholds, or let's take a physical analogy, like military bunkers built off, like brick by brick, cement by cement, right? So huge underground bunkers cannot get destroyed easy. And dismantling that might take time too, like obedience after obedience until we've trained our mind to behave differently.
That's it. The Word of God is a JDAM that comes in, boom. That's a direct quote. The Word of God is a bunker busting bomb.
Yep.
So in summarizing the three questions, how can I know the Lord is speaking to me? And what is the process of judging what I believe I just heard? And what pattern of thinking or sin habit am I trapped in, and how can I destroy it? So that's it for this episode of ManForge. We look forward to seeing you in person, 8 p.m. on Monday here at Heritage Fellowship. We'll see you there.